Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, with you. And usually we have about 6 to 8 calls at this time, but we have none right now. So let me give out that call-in number again, okay? This is Open Phones Hour on the Officer Jack McLam program, and you can call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And until those calls come in, I'll keep on sharing information with you folks. Tel Aviv, Communist Israel, not Silicon Valley, is nexus for cyber warfare, high-tech advances. The Sunday New York Times on January 16 shows the Times is finally catching up, sort of, with our publication, the American Free Press. The illustrious gray lady that supposedly sets the agenda for print journalism and is typically first on the scene carried a front page story that finally told the readers about Communist Israel's sex net cyber worm. The Times, however, is refraining from stating that Israel has anything specific to do with developing a strategic worm that is designed to quietly infest and surgically destroy the internal workings of industrial computers that control utilities and transportation, as well as undermining centrifuges used for the enrichment of nuclear material. But that's exactly what Communist Israel is doing. The January 16 piece limits itself to speculating that Stuxnet, S-T-U-X-N-E-T, is the child of Communist Israel with a little help from its friends in the U.S. But American Free Press readers learned about Stuxnet and a critically important related matter, the mysterious unit 8200 several months ago. AFP is continuing to take the lead in unraveling the web of Zionist communist plotters and others to achieve complete control of the digital world, not simply get involved in Stuxnet cyber wars against nations such as Iran. Unit 8200, which may even surpass Communist Israel's Mossad intelligence agency, is at the center of this matrix. The public point man, who American Free Press revealed just last week, is Yossi Vardi, a communist, although his connections to Unit 8200 have been downplayed. Communist Israel has the apparent disadvantage, its domestic market won't support its high-tech ambition. But this may not be a problem, since it has a small army of Sanaeans, Communist Israel first fanatics, in America, along with unlimited funds to invest in or pay off companies to open facilities in Communist Israel, and a huge military, industrial, financial surveillance complex. Some of today's top computer billionaires could be categorized as Sanaean, S-A-Y-A-N-A-N-I-M. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Officer Jack McLam program.
Estrogen Dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, here at our two military and police associations. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. I'm going to go right back to this report, folks, on Communist Tel Aviv having high-tech advances in cyber warfare to use against the United States. Some of today's top computer billionaires could be categorized as Sanaim, which is Communist Israel First fanatic. But the vast majority of computer geniuses are non-political idealists. They would likely oppose Communist Israel schemes if they knew what they really were about. It is doubtful that even Mark Zuckerberg, a Jew of Facebook, or Sturgey Brin, a Jew, and Larry Page, a Jew at Google, know the full extent of this digital control gambit used by Communist Israel. A scary new twist reveals that American Free Press ongoing coverage of this matter is the involvement of Beijing, Communist Beijing, it turns out that Communist China is Communist Israel's second largest trading partner. Only the U.S. subsidizes Communist Israel more. And Communist Israel and Communist China evidently are the only two beneficiaries of what happens in the U.S. on September 11, 2001. And that's true, folks. It was the Mossad, the Israeli Mossad, and the CIA that blew us up on 9/11. Benjamin Ben Elazar, the Israeli Minister of Industry, Trade, and Labor, uses Verdi as cover, or vice versa. Ben Elazar arrived in Communist China to attend the Digital Life Design Conference in Communist Beijing and the annual meetings of the new champions of Tianjin. Afterwards, he visited Shenzhen, a major economic development zone in South Communist China, whose high-tech experts account for about 50% of the national total. The latest dangerous act of treason is the recent unleashing of Communist China's super stealth fighter bomber, the Chengdong J-220, possibly the most advanced bomber on Earth. It is reminiscent of the Levi scandal. The 1973 Arab-Israeli war shattered the myth of Communist Israel's military invincibility, so the U.S. transferred its best technology and billions of dollars to develop the Levi jet, which was to make Americans' F-16 and F-18 fighter jets obsolete. Communist Israel's needs almost broke the U.S. financially, so it was forced to stop paying for the Levi jet, bomber jet. Thus, Israel needed a new partner, so Communist China soon had a J-10 model in production, but it was the U.S.-developed Levi through the Chinese government denied it. Meanwhile, the Israelis whistled all the way to the bank. From organized criminal internet activities to viruses and malware to the threat of being anything to a halt with cyber warfare, the ambiguous Verdi and Unit 8200 and their Red Chinese allies have their fingerprints all over this shameless grab for a monopoly of technology. Verdi already knows that the vast majority of computer breakthroughs are made by hardworking geeks. The plotters have their own ideas, yet the geeks found out how evil the schemes of Unit 8200 are. These geniuses could foil the wicked scheme. So to enlist and fool the vast majority of whiz kids, the Verdi movement must wage war by deception, what happens to be the motto of the Israeli Mossad, make war by deception. Verdi and Unit 8200 have created front groups that trap the naive one, is the above-noted DLD. For 11 years, DLD was hosted by major conference in Communist Israel in January, which is sold by a globalist conference network on innovation, science, and culture which connects business, creative, and social leaders, opinion formers, and investors for crossover conversation and inspiration. Among its speakers this year, ironically, Arthur Schlossberger, a Jew, published the New York publisher of the New York Times, along with James Murdoch, son of Rupert Murdoch, head of Fox News, globalist and member of the Council on Foreign Relations, chairman of News Corp. These same gurus sponsored global gatherings all over the world in hubs like New York, Beijing, London, Moscow, New Delhi, San Paulo, and, of course, Tel Aviv. As recently as October 25, 2010, DLD held a conference in Palo Alto, California, which just happens to be the corporate home of Amazon.com's A9.com, along with Danger Incorporated, Facebook, Hewlett-Packard, Space Systems, Laurel, Tesla Motors, etc., others that don't have their official corporate homes in Palo Alto but have a significant presence there include BMW, Dell, Lockheed Martin, Merrill Lynch, latest office outside of New York City, Nikola Research Center, and the Wall Street Journal. Silicon Valley is the hunting ground for the seemingly omnipresent Verde. Next door, as AFP has reported starting last year, we have the CIA link named Mind of God, otherwise known as Google, which is the CIA operative, which had its Googleplex in Palo Alto until it was given even better digs courtesy of the United States. Meanwhile, the Times did note on January 16th that the American expert in nuclear intelligence, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, said the communist Israelis used machines of the P-1 type Pakistani centrifuges to test the effectiveness of Stuxnet, S-T-U-X-N-E-T, Stuxnet. The expert added that communist Israel worked in collaboration with the United States in targeting Iran, but that Washington was eager to for plausible deniability. And in November 2010, the January 16 Times added that Iranian President Mohammad Ahmadinejad broke the country's silence about the worm's impact on its nuclear enrichment program, saying that cyber attacks from communist Israel caused major problems with some of its centrifuges. Okay, folks, that's the end of that article. We have callers on the line at this time. Let's go to Josh in Ohio. Josh in Ohio, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program. Josh dropped. Okay, let's go to Chuck in Ohio. Chuck in Ohio, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program.
All right, I'm on the air. Boy,
yes.
That's the first time anybody's ever heard me. I'll tell you, friend, I don't know what to tell you, but I know a lot of things that you're saying are true. I mean, all these things, starting with, this goes way back into the 50s when they were concealing all the things that were taking place in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the Air Force, and I can tell you we recorded an aircraft that flew 2,000 miles an hour. I don't think we had anything that flew that far, except those surveillance planes, you know, that flew over Russia.
Yes.
Now, everybody...
Okay. Fred, or Chuck, is it? Chuck, hold on. We're going to a break for some very important messages, and we'll be right back with Chuck in Ohio.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
On the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to go right back to either Chuck or Fred. Which are you?
Chuck, friend. My name Chuck. Is Chuck. I just called you friend.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you,
yeah,
Chuck.
Yeah, I'm from Ohio. I live in Canton, Ohio.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been listening to this station, but, you know, you got two parts of your brain. One's called the cingulate, and the other's called the amygdala. And when you appeal to your reasonable, logical, necessary thinking, you appeal to the cingulate part of your brain. When you try to scare the hell out of yourself, that's the amygdala.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, there's a time to take flight, there's a time to take right, you know?
Yeah.
And I believe, I firmly believe that people can come together and talk things out if it wasn't for the money. People do things for money that they would not do normally in life. They weren't born with it, and they're not going to die with it.
That's
and somewhere
right, brother.
They're forced into this corner to where they have to make money, and they're scared into they're scared of the economy, they're scared. When people run in fear, all the veins shut down in the brain and all the arteries are left open. When you sit down and think, you know that. Did you go to college? Any school?
Yeah, the 2 years.
Well, the thing of it is, the process when you went to study, you had to sit down and you had to get your faculties together. To do that, you had to let those veins open up so you could use your better thinking. When that happens, you have the opportunity to come up with the right answer. Now, even Bill Clinton said anyone that makes a decision in anger usually is about 80% wrong because they don't have the all the facets operating in their cranium, you know? They don't are not given the opportunity to give a second thought.
And right.
I'm not for second thought when you're under gunfire, because I've been there.
And right.
You're in a mode of, you know, you're trying to prevent tunnel vision, and that's when fear sets into the point where you can't concentrate. But what you have to do is to keep those veins open, and they train you that in combat, to keep your head about you, you know?
Right.
And if people would just sit back and judge by what's going on rather than what might happen, you know, we can borrow enough trouble from the present without borrowing a lot of trouble from the future, you know?
That's
I'm not
nice,
knocking
brother.
This. I'm not knocking the fact that the government is squirrely. They're like a tree full of squirrels, as far as I'm concerned. But they're running from each other. They're trying to monopolize the domination of money. And I believe it's all hinged right on Wall Street. Now, people want their money when they invest in the stock market, and that force is causing the stock market to go nuts like it is. And it chokes the bat at a lot of people because they control the banks through this CBA, CBOs, I think they call them, this grouping of making commodities available to purchase loans on, you know.
Yeah.
And this commerce exchange thing that we have, this government control thing regulates that, won't authorize anything until it looks good. And they make it look good for that. And this thing just is like chafe running down the side of out the back of a combine, you might say. It just rolls out, and it's one feeding the other.
Uh-huh.
And if these people would just take their hand off the money, if you can focus on life without the money, you'd be surprised how much logical and reasonable and really the necessary thinking that you need to live in life without this fear, you know? It's always choking the bat. I got to get mine, you got to get yours, and it's a phony, it's a facade is what it is, because it doesn't really exist. Now,
right.
We don't have to live in fear. We can live with the love. Love is a gravity. It holds everything together. That's what holds the whole universe together. That's right. That's the whole focus of our life is love. And you can't have both. You can't have love and hate. Hate, it's only separated in that thalamus and hypothalamus in our brain by a thin membrane. That's why when you get involved with anything emotional, you know, with a partner, you know, or a lover, that it can also turn from love to hate instantly, because that electricity or that neural process takes place between those two areas just like that, because there's only a thin membrane separating them, see?
Yes.
You have to work with this. That's why we're given that primate part of our brain instead of that mammalian part, you know. One is to, let's give peace a chance, and the mammalian takes over and says, let's kill this SOB and give peace a chance, and then when that's all burned out through drugs and so on, we're down to the reptilian part of our brain, which says, let's just kill this SOB and go to the peace rally and get laid, you know?
Yeah. Okay,
you have to
Chuck,
stay out of that area.
Thanks for calling in.
You bet, pal.
Thanks for listening, Chuck. Hope you'll call back again.
You bet.
God bless you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Take care. Thank you, pal. Okay. All right. Okay, let's go to Fred in Ohio. Fred in Ohio, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Heard that the Idaho governor went to China, made a deal with China, gave them 30,000 acres and to build a town on and to start doing some mining work with Chinese people. That's what was reported. And I'm wondering if it was close to Ruby Ridge that he gave this land away. Now, I've got
two other questions. Down across from Boise, across from our nation's capital there in Boise, Idaho. They're building a communist Chinese city there. Fred, hold on. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
That old retired cop, Jack McLam, with you, and we're going to go right back to Brother Fred in Ohio. Brother Fred, go right ahead.
Leads the big questions now. What is the benefit of this to the United States of bringing the Chinese, and I even heard with arms? So what is the benefit of that?
Well, communist abomination is bringing in red Chinese soldiers and Russian soldiers to put us under Soviet-style totalitarian military rule. And he's bringing in UN troops, too, all across the United States. So they want as many communist Chinese as they can in here. And this city being built across from Boise, our Idaho capital, is going to have a international airport that they could bring in military equipment without being found out. And they're bringing in all these civilian soldiers, communist Chinese soldiers, and calling them civilian into this city.
Isn't it time to impeach your governor or do something, recall him?
But
I want to get on to two more questions, too. The iodine tablets, are they a good supplement for, because I cannot locate the oxide, iodine.
Yes, the iodine tablets are good, too.
Okay, one more question then. You ever hear the song, Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition?
Oh, yes. I sure have.
I think we ought to start playing it.
Yes. I think we should too, brother.
You have a great day, and God bless us all.
God bless you, Fred. Thanks for being an activist, brother. Thanks for standing up for God and country. God bless you, Fred.
And you too.
Take care. Okay. Let's go to Tom in Wisconsin. Tom in Wisconsin, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you very much, Jack. And, you know, with anybody that's in with the earshot of this phone call and your broadcast, I just wanted to quickly lay out what it is that I've seen as I've taken in new information in the last 24 hours. There's a website for the Republic of the United States of America.
Yeah.
I haven't yet confirmed any background as far as confirming with, they say that they're recognized at The Hague for the World Court. I mean, that's the claim that was made. There are also some other claims about being, I think, pursuing having an ambassador to the United Nations. So that's something for everybody that's hearing me now to look into the Republic for the United States of America. And that leads me to also say this that I have realized, is that the government that we have now at every level, the federal, the state, the county, and the municipal level, all those governments are private corporations being run for profit. And every so often, they change out the officers of the corporations in the executive branch, but they are still corporations that are being run for profit. All of them have comprehensive annual financial reports where they list the off-balance assets that they hold, usually with their banker buddies. But I wanted to make it clear to everybody that we will actually have to reform the Republic. And as much as I like Rand Paul, as much as I like Dr. Ron Paul, as much as I would like to see him become the president of the United States, which is a corporation, so that he can maybe draw down the forces and reduce the spending of the corporation, unfortunately, it's not going to solve all of our problems, because the people that have the power within that corporation behind the scenes and through legates, they are not going to allow that to happen. Okay? So
yes.
I'm advocating that everybody who hears me now look into the Republic of the United States of America, check it out, see if it's for real, feel it out in your state. Every state, apparently, of the contiguous states of the Union, apparently they have representation and have transformed, or I should say, have reinhabited the de jure Republican governments now. So now is the time to start looking into this. They're issuing passports. They're issuing identification cards that say, hey, you know, I'm not under the jurisdiction of this corporate government anymore. So that's really one I wanted to let everybody know about. It's important that we vet these things out and find out if they are, in fact, for real, because we need a solution. And unfortunately, Jack, I do not believe that retaking and reshaping the corporate government is going to work. I think it's just going to end up in failure because of, you know, the bombs planted in the buildings ahead of time.
Yeah.
So that's what I wanted to say. Thank you, Jack.
Well, good, Tom. God bless you, brother. Thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country. Take care, Brother Tom. Okay, let's go to Brother Bill in Idaho. Brother Bill in Idaho, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
God bless you, Karen Jack. It's good to hear your voice as usual. I just wanted to let you know that they're trying up here in Coeur d'Alene. There's a Patriots Unite activity going on today with a dinner, of course, at the Coeur d'Alene Conference, Coeur d'Alene Inn Conference Center. It's $60 for yesterday and today to be a Patriot. And I'm just curious if there's going to be one word in regard to NAFTA or GATT or CAFTA or any discussion of getting our jobs back into the country and getting our economy started back up again. It's very interesting that it would be held here, designed up in Sandpoint, Idaho. But I just mentioned to you, There's an excellent article that kind of give you an idea of how far the communism has gone in this country. And I'm hoping that the patriots with the conference at the Coeur d'Alene Inn are going to be addressing. This is out of the capitalistpapers.com. It's a little newspaper that's put out here in Coeur d'Alene. And the discussion is in regard to Robinson, Art Robinson, and his entire family being thrown into an uproar in which his sons and daughters are essentially being ostracized by the Oregon State University. Each and every one of his children are all candidates for advanced degrees in the Department of Nuclear Engineering and Radiation Health Physics.
Yes.
According to Robinson, the university is working adamantly to block his children, Joshua, Bethany, and Matthew Robinson, from achieving their PhD degrees. Now, these are people who have already passed and have done academically exceedingly well in that department. But all of their research, all of their equipment that they've put together for the particular studies, etc., are now being taken over by the communists within the school administration. And
yeah.
It just ought to be just one more indication of how far communism has infiltrated to the highest levels within, you know, the academic community.
Oh, yes. The universities are filled with communist professors.
Well, this has gone so far that Democratic activist David Hamby and militant feminist and chairman of the Nuclear Engineering Department, Karen Higley, are compelling four-year PhD student Joshua Robinson from OSU at the end of the current academic quarter and turning over the prompt neutron activation analysis facility that Joshua built for his thesis work and all of his work in progress to be turned over to Higley and his own professional gain.
Yeah.
Now, that has to give you, and certainly the listeners, some small idea of what tragedy is going on within academia. This is the only current example and most blatant example of what's going on. But they might pick that up in the capitalistpapers.com. And apparently the university has been inundated throughout the country by communications in opposition to this discussion. If this can happen to a 3.0 or 4.0 level set of students as political payback because their father ran against that snake DeFazio, obviously it can happen anywhere. The other issue I wanted to mention to you, Jack, and I appreciate you mentioning the Spetsnaz discussion. It's a little bit dated as of now, only by virtue of the fact that if you go back in ZolaLevitt.com, it was within days of that situation in which the Iranian nuclear program had apparently been scrambled due to that virus or worm that you can find more technical discussion on it. And also Der Spiegel carried it, strangely enough. And, they are an excellent source of, what's going on. But if I could, Jack,
yeah.
I have a moment. There's a very interesting set of circumstances other than the Patriots Unite in Coeur d'Alene Inn and the Conference Center here locally. I am sure that they are not going to be discussing a local intermediate high school class was totally interrupted. Apparently 2,000 students were visited by six or eight automatic weapon-toting police officers from Coeur d'Alene's Best after a student, a bully I might mention, had been stabbed by a kid that had recurrently been to the administration of the school's offices in regard to being constantly bullied by this kid. And
yeah.
We have Mitchell Jessen here in Spokane, right across the border, doing exploitation draft plans for interrogation programs for the CIA proposed for field use. And it's apparently being widely touted throughout the war zones throughout the world that the, you know, psychologists from this particular group would be involved in everything from physical waterboarding and physical violence to sleep deprivation. And these are psychologists, AMA-approved psychologists, that for the last 3 to 5 years now have all of a sudden been given the ability to prescribe psychotropic medicines as well.
They were
never, ever given that authority other than via the federal government. And so now all of a sudden we have an entire war zone within the healing arts. I emphasize healing arts and what can be done and not done within the intelligence and interrogation community.
So
we've got a very interesting situation going here, considering these kids are being subjected to terrorist activities at a local level by the police, showing up with automatic weapons in a lockdown school, I might mention. And at the same time, the possibility that the patriots that are uniting from the conference center over here in Coeur d'Alene are either not aware or unwilling to address the real issues that this country is ultimately dying from within. Just hoping somehow.
Listen, Bill, we got to go on to other callers, brother.
I understand. Would you please look into that capitalistpaper.com article on the Robinsons? I think it's very important as well.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Bye-bye. God bless you, brother. Take care. Okay, let's go to Ron in Oklahoma. Brother Ron, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Jack, you were talking earlier about the immigration laws that are in the works around the country. Oklahoma has had some really good patriotic conservative Republicans who are trying to have passed in the past Oklahoma's Immigration Reform Act and trying to pass some more. Jack, the chambers of commerce raise money and fight these patriots, these conservative Republicans who are trying to do the work of the people.
Yeah.
You get organizations like Walmart and Lowe's who contribute money to immigration organizations like LULAC. Jack, then you have your moderate so-called Republicans, or I guess RINOs, Republicans in name only. They only care about the almighty dollar.
Right.
They don't seem to care about anything else and the real conservative principles. Jack, we should never forgive and we should never forget. We should never forgive our enemies, those people who fight us, and we should never forget our friends. We should always stand up and support our friends who are doing the work that should be done, those politicians who are actually in office and taking the heat and trying to do the right thing.
Right.
These people deserve our support, our constant support. And like I say, we Terry Anderson has a list of corporations, organizations that contribute money to these immigration rights organizations like LULAC. Walmart does, and Lowe's, and others like them. We should make ourselves aware of who our friends are and who our enemies are. Jack, we're getting these. The more immigrants we have in there, a lot of them, been my observation, they don't have hearts and souls. They have cash registers. They come here for the economic advantages. They don't have our Christian principles. They don't. They don't understand the concept of liberty that we have grown up with.
Yeah.
They're over here looking for the economic advantage. They, you know, if they have a little bit of freedom, aren't constantly persecuted like they were in their homeland, hey, they think they've got it made. They're just tall clover, Jack.
Yeah.
and they really don't understand what this country is all about, or at least was all about at one time, and what it's supposed to be about.
Right, Ron.
And like I say, we need to pay attention to what's really going on, who our friends are. Your first caller, Jack, said, well, love makes the world go round. Well, I'd hate to disagree with this guy, but in my opinion, it's greed. Greed
yeah.
makes the world go around.
Yes,
in
it is.
In the ideal world, Jack, it would be love, but it's been my
yeah.
observation over the years that it's greed.
Okay, brother. I've got to go on to other calls, Ron.
All right, Jack, thanks.
God bless you, brother. Hope you'll call back again. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we'll come back with Art in Maryland. Art in Maryland, hang on. We'll be right back with you, brother.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Okay, folks, we're going to go right back to our dear brother, Ken in Virginia. Ken in Virginia, go right ahead, brother.
Yes, Jack. Everyone knows that the autobiography of Barack Obama Sotero was instrumental in getting him elected. Everybody said the language, the vision was like Shakespeare and Abraham Lincoln. His choice of words is beautiful words. The establishment went wild over this book, and this definitely helped him get elected. Now there's a journalist, an experienced journalist by the name of Jack Cashel, C-A-S-H-I-L-L. Been a journalist for 20 years, has written previously a book about fraud in government, and he has written a new book which has just come out, and he was interviewed yesterday on C-SPAN's Book TV, and he has raised the question whether the events in Dreams from My Father, that's the name of the autobiography, which was a bestseller for weeks, whether the events were true, and whether actually Barack Sotero, Obama, whether he wrote the book. And in fact, he answers the question, no, the events were not true. They were made up out of whole cloth, and Obama didn't write the book. Now, this is a very convincing, this book should be, you go to Amazon.com and look it up, because this book, this man is widely respected. He's not a latecomer. He, for 20 years, he was a journalist. Before that, he was a teacher in English, and he knows how English should be written. And he said that the only provable writing of Barack Sotero before was in high school, and he didn't know how to have an adjective modify a noun or a phrase, so the man couldn't write, and obviously he's never written anything between that time that has come out with until this biography, which is beautifully written. So it was written by this communist friend of his, William Ayers, the communist minister that he says he never knew. And right. Ayers was a good writer. He was a communist, but he was a terrific writer, and he's put language side by side. This is a 500-page book by Jack Cashel, and everybody should get it and promote it and talk about it and say he doesn't even go to the birthing thing. But we know that he had no contact with his father. He was divorced. His father divorced his mother when Sotero was 3 months old in Washington. And so he never had any contact with his father anyway. So the whole thing is total fraud, but the establishment won't touch it. So question and let's boost this book. It'll be great to destroy this undeserved reputation that Sotero has. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Ken. God bless you, brother. Okay, do we have time to get Art from Maryland on?
Yeah, Jeff.
Hi, Art. I hear the music back there, brother. I guess we're totally out of time.
Okay.
You have something you want to say real quick?
Get an update on the Edgar Steele case.
Yeah. Okay, I'll see if I can get an update on it. Haven't heard anything lately. Okay, brother. I love you, Art. I love you, Ken, Glenn, and Greg. Sorry I couldn't get you on today, brother. Art from Maryland, Glenn from Kansas, and Greg from California. We're totally out of time. God bless all of you for calling in, and hope you'll call back again next week. Okay, folks, hope you'll remember your imprecatory prayers to have God bring down the Antichrist synagogue of Satan leadership in America.
Gold.